Buddy, thank you again for tuning in. What up, New Orleans? Happy Mardi Gras. Stay Mardi Gras? Really? Hey, man, John, have fun today, buddy. Have fun. So thank you for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0. I will, yes, Andrew will work for coffee. Yes, I go through an absurd amount of coffee. I need to switch to decaf to probably lower my caffeine levels. But thank you for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0 Thursday. It is a cold, icy Thursday here in Nashville, Tennessee. But I'm very excited to be with y'all today for this morning's session. And so before we kick it off, as always, want to give some shout outs. No, it's Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. It is, that's a Tuesday. No, it's Thursday. No, oh no, it's Tuesday. Sorry, Mardi Gras is on the 16th. Sorry about that. Yes, happy Mardi Gras, February 16th. I was about to lose it. Because I thought y'all were saying today was Tuesday and not Thursday. I was about to just like come undone. So anyways, so let's talk about some shout outs real quick to my team. First off, I want to give a shout out to a new gentleman that has joined my creative team. I'm slowly building out a small creative team. So Jess Boshin is actually a music, is a artist here in Nashville, a music artist here in Nashville. He is actually helping me completely redesign, redo, and change up my Instagram game. So if you are not, if you are, don't follow me on Instagram, I'm doing some pretty cool stuff. So T Dessen is my Instagram. So go follow me on Instagram. I would love to see you on that platform. So Jess, shout out to Jess Boshin on that. Also, as always, Alex Pooler Design, who redid my email newsletter. If you guys got my email newsletter yesterday and noticed a design change, that's all my friend Jess as well. So, but Alex Pooler does all the heavy lifting with the email newsletter, getting it out every day, some design work as well, some video editing, kind of jack of all trades guy. So Alex Pooler, thank you again for everything you do. Brandon Arve with Brandon 78, he does everything from a more high level content strategy and kind of where we're heading, where we should be heading. He and I've had a ton of conversations on, about Clubhouse recently, which I'll get to that in a second. What, who else? Drew Skelton. Drew's helped me out a ton. Shout out Drew Skelton. And then as always, if you're a hiring manager watching this now or in the future, I would love to work with you in 2021. Believe it or not, I have hiring managers DMing me and asking about working together. So this is working. I want to execute and place new people at five companies this year. So help me achieve my goal that I set on this live show for all of you. So please, 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 let's work together. Even if you hate your recruiting companies, I'd love to work with you. Before we dive into this topic, one more thing. I'm super excited. So next week, 2 days live show, Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm going on vacay. I'm shutting it down for a bit, for 5 days. Me and my wife are getting away. We're finally doing a little traveling. But I will tell you this, you need to tune in next week. So Monday, I have a local developer in town, in Nashville, I'm dear friends with. He is going to talk about how he is getting called by companies out of Nashville about salaries that are way higher and kind of what that looks like from a job seeker perspective. So that's Monday. And Tuesday is what I'm very excited for, extremely excited for. I've been on Clubhouse the last few days and I have been involved in a lot of chats, channels. I don't know what they call clubhouses, hack clubs, channels, hangs, things. And I have been able to connect with a really, really incredible individual. His name is Christian. What's Christian's last name? Christian, if you're watching this, comment. Christian Bordeaux. Christian Bordeaux is a data analyst or data engineer at Sony out in LA. I think it's LA. And he is joining me on this live show next Tuesday to talk about Clubhouse. We're going to talk about Clubhouse, what he's done. He's got a ton of followers. He's doing it the right way. And I just take, I did, I took him up on my own advice. Right, I found him on Clubhouse. I found him on LinkedIn. I DM'd him on LinkedIn, and now we're hanging out. So tune in Tuesday, 9 a.m. Central. We are going to talk about Clubhouse. Finally, one more thing. I'm very excited. Unicorn Finders, my podcast with my dudes. We went live yesterday. Unicorn Finders live in 2 weeks on the 25th. I'm going to have an engineering manager from Netflix, Ryan Burgess, is joining me and the crew. Around this time, 9 a.m. Central on the 25th, to talk about leadership and what they're doing at Netflix. So tune in that. Got a lot of great guests coming your way, and my goal is to bring you more and more guests as the year progresses. So very excited about that. So enough with me rambling. Goodness gracious, that was 5 minutes of introductions, and I'm sure no one's watching now. So let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of what this talk's supposed to be about. This talk today is how to find a recruiter on LinkedIn, how to filter, how to find us, because let's face it, not many people know how to start, know where to start. I get a lot of DMs about this. Hey, Taylor, how do I find a recruiter in my area? You know, who do I work with? So let's kind of break down a few things to look for, to do, to start. And then, of course, if you all have questions on some specific instances, please DM me after this talk and I'll answer them. Email is going to be best, taylor@vaco.com. So the first thing I would do, and this is a highly underrated thing, is the search bar. The search bar on LinkedIn is going to be your best friend. And when I say that is here's what you need to do. You need to basically do the word recruiter or IT recruiter or technical recruiter or recruiter and maybe the skill set you want to get into or you are doing, right? Like my team's siloed, right? So I have an entire few people who just do like business analysts and project management recruiting. Right. So you could do like recruiter and project manager in the search bar on LinkedIn, press enter, obviously filter your city. And there's going to be a lot of people because there are a lot of recruiters. And this is when it's just going to be tedious. Like I would set aside an afternoon, to be totally frank with y'all. I would just set aside an afternoon, make yourself a big cup of tea, pot of tea or cup, big, just drink out of the pot and just start going through everybody. And I would only DM. Now, a year or two ago, I said this, and I got a lot of heat from my team because my team at the time was under that two-year mark. My team is incredible, so I'd highly recommend you use them. But what I will tell you and what I will say this is that you probably don't need to message anybody under the two-year mark as a recruiter. Now, here is why. Typically, recruiters don't find their feet, don't find their legs, don't find their sea legs, whatever you want to say, until about year two, because a lot happens within a city. There's so many moving parts that it takes about 2 years to like recruiters to figure it out, right? And I'd also look at their profiles, and I would message them if they have a pretty boring profile, right? Like if it, you know, again, we talk about how to build a LinkedIn profile. If a recruiter's LinkedIn is a little lame, like I wouldn't reach out to them. If there's no personality, don't reach out to them. Reach out to the recruiters who have personalities or maybe who come from a background like you do. And remember, customize a note. Every single time you message anybody and a recruiter, customize your note on LinkedIn. I'm going to open this up for questions. Again, if you have any questions on how to find a recruiter, any questions, any comments, any real life scenarios that you want to talk about on this live show, comment here. I'm going to throw it up. We could talk about it. Let's move on to the next thing I want to talk about is another way is the referral way. So if you have a recruiter you like, right? Me personally, I have two recruiters that I send people to in Nashville, right? Shout them out now. Hunter Mitchum at Otterbase and Sydney Crimmins at Zycron, right? Both of those individuals I've met and or know how they operate at a high level. They do good work, right? They care about the job seeker as much as I can tell. I haven't worked them side by side, but from what I see in the public in their cadence, they do it the right way. So I send my people, if someone says, hey, listen, who else would you recommend in Nashville? I literally just share, right? So if you have a recruiter, let's say you're in Colorado, let's say you're in Denver and you have a recruiter that you like, ask that recruiter, hey, recruiter, like, do you have any of the recruiters who you like what they do in the market? And get those introductions, right? Those are the main two ways. And those are the two things that I would say to really start your search to find a recruiter. But I'll tell you this, finding recruiters a lot, but I tweeted this the other day, finding a good recruiter can legitimately be a cheat code for your career. Like legitimately be a cheat code for your career. And so for me, take the time on the front end. Let's say you get fired tomorrow. I hope not, but let's say you get fired tomorrow. I would literally spend the weekend not applying to jobs. And I would literally spend the weekend messaging, DMing every recruiter in your town that you like on LinkedIn and start having Zoom calls with them and building the relationships. Because I will tell you this, if you can get a handful of recruiters on your side that you like and want to keep up with, you can literally just send all of them leads, right? I've talked about this a ton, BCCing recruiters on emails. Hey, recruiter, here's a lead I see, right? Or hey, here's a lead I see. And then one of the five recruiters can get back to you, right? Heck, don't even BCC them, just CC them all. I wouldn't care. I'll just email you directly, right? But I'm different. I'm a little weird, right? So again, for me, that was it. Short, simple, to the point on how to find a recruiter in today's world. If you have any questions, throw them up now. I'll answer them right now for you. A few other things as we close out. If you ever wanted to write a perfect LinkedIn or a very good LinkedIn, vaco.com/Taylor. All right. Masterclass. I recorded 2 days worth of content with Vaco and we chopped it down to 30 minutes. Vaco.com/Taylor. Go check it out. If you want to be a part of my texting community, one text a day to your phone, and you can text me back, 615-235-5650. DM me if you're not a part of my newsletter. That is growing. We are over 250 on each platform of people on texting and emailing, and it's growing every day. I'm getting additions every day. So I'm very, very thankful for you all. Again, thank you for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0. If you have any questions on how to find a recruiter, shoot me a DM. I'm off tomorrow. Attend Monday and Tuesday. Oh, we got a question. I'm going to turn down the music. John, how to keep engagement with the recruiter? You got to check in, right? You have to check in with us. I'd say probably like after the initial meeting, I would check in probably like every other day, every 2 days. Just a text. Hey, Taylor. Just want to check in. It doesn't get annoying, John. I don't have to text you back. If you get annoyed, I just don't text you back. And then I'll text you back when I have something. But check in, man. Check in. Right? This whole notion of like job seekers shouldn't be desperate. Like I'm seeing this thing where like job seekers are being told they shouldn't come across as desperate. No, us recruiters like desperate job seekers and it helps us. Right? Stay on top of us. Check in with us. That's how you keep engagement with the recruiter. All right, but don't be over the top, but keep checking in, a text, an email, every other day, every 2 days, maybe once a week. That's fine. I love to hear from my people. So that's how you do it. Any other questions? John coming in with a great question. John also confusing me what day it is. I'm just messing with you, John. I'm staying on for another minute or two because I know there's some delay. This is a really important topic. And I want to share this with y'all. I'm getting a ton of questions, but again, a recruiter can be a cheat code for your career. So make sure you find us. All right, I'm out. Y'all have a great weekend. Again, I'm off tomorrow. No Guidance Counselor 2.0 tomorrow. We're back Monday, Tuesday with two guests, real strong. Tuesday, mark it down, Clubhouse. Y'all DM me, email me, Taylor Vaco if y'all need anything. Y'all have a good one. Peace.